No retreat. No surrender. We live and we die by this. Every man must search his own soul. People don't burn out because of what they do. People burn out because life makes them forget why they do it. Character supersedes talent every day of the week. At a certain point, don't let your actions betray your words, man.
Yes, 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 yes. Hey guys, Gerald Peters. Welcome back to my channel. You know this? Well, we got to say it again. Listen. You never have to get it right, man. You just got to get it going. And whatever you put your focus on, whatever it is you think about, that's what grows, man. That's how the universe works. That's how we manifest in our life. It's those things you just can't get out of your mind. I'm a little sick today, but I wanted to record something. I wanted to put something out. And I was thinking,
the person that you're striving to become is stronger than any opposition, any adversity, any challenge that you will ever face.
You're probably gonna hear some background noise. I'm out here in my courtyard at my property here in New Orleans. But I was looking over my free, you know, this is my free ebook is You Don't Have to Die Broke. If you don't have this, you should get it. You can get a hard copy of this and my book, The Money Flow Trading System. It's not much money, man. Just hit my bio link. You can get both of them. I'll sign them and send them out to you. But if you just, if you like what we're fixing to talk about, I'm fixing to talk about chapter 5. It's entitled Help, I'm 40 and Broke. And it's kind of one of my favorite chapters because, to be honest, every day I wake up, man, I feel broke. And I have to remind myself of the four things that I talk about in this chapter. And in the beginning, let me read what it says here in the beginning. It says, a follower wrote recently saying that although he's learned a lot from my teachings, he feels that most of the advice is not suitable to him because he's 47 and he has a net worth of only $25,000. He says that the wealth building strategies that I recommend are useful only for the rich or for young people who have a lot of time. let me skip down to here. And basically, at 48, I get this a lot. People feel like they've run out of time. They've messed up. You know, it's too late to start now. You know, they got this excuse and that excuse and the kids and the wife and all these things, man. The truth is, it's not too late, man. It's not too late at all. One of my dear friends, a guy named Rick Jarman, he owned 126 or 128 properties. And Rick, when he was 42 years old, blew out, started over. And at the time, he had like 30-something properties. This is a very common thing if you look back through history and you look at the different strategies and the way people were playing. And that's what happens almost all the time when you do this money, no money down stuff. And all these gimmicks and schemes trying to get properties, you know, not using a lot of money, using a lot of leverage. And he blew out, learned his lesson. So by the time he's 42 to the time he was like 65, 66, something like that, he had gotten back to 120-something properties, doing it the right way. Now, one of the things that I talk about, and You Don't Have to Die Broke, is I think most people in a period of 7 to at the most 10 years can become financially independent. Now, when I say independent, I don't want to say free. You could, depending on your standard of living. But, you know, shit, I like to live an enjoyable life. But if you go hard for 7 years, and I'm not saying you don't enjoy life, I'm not saying that, but you go hard with the strategies that I talk about in here, he can make up for all that lost time. He really can, even at age 47. And, you know, and I get this a lot from 35-year-olds. They feel like they're too late. And it's like, well, if you would, at this very moment, get your shit together, by the time you're 45, you could be a millionaire, if not more. So there's four things we're going to look about that I talk about in this chapter, okay? And it's one, you have to accept complete responsibility for your current conditions. Even if someone robbed you, even if your wife left you and took everything, even if your business partner, like we can throw out all these things that could have caused something bad to happen. You could have got cancer. I don't know what it is that blew you out. Maybe you just have been irresponsible. Whatever. You at this moment have to say, you know what? That's on me. That's my fault. It is the only way to get control. If you play the victim, if you think there's outside forces that did this, you will never summon the personal power that you're going to need to overcome your condition, and you're going to stay being victimized. So we got to completely take control of that, even if it's not really your fault, so that you have something to work on and you have personal power. That's number one, accept responsibility. Number two is set realistic expectations, man. You've got to set realistic expectations. What I see a lot when people are behind, I see this a lot, especially in some cultures, it's always about the gleam and the glam and the bling. Look at this bling, shiny watch. It's always about that, okay? And they going for the quick hits. They want that fast money. Hey, I like fast money. Hey, I'm trying to hit quick licks too. Hey, I day trade. I buy crazy crypto coins. I do all kinds of shit to make fast money. But I do that with a little bit of money. The bulk of my investment money is in solid, safe things. Just day after day after day, banging it, building out the base. And then I take profits. I take little drips that I get here and there, and I put that money. You know, I'd rather save up and buy a rental property and take their money and go buy Bitcoin. Take their money and go buy, you know, whatever. So if you got to figure out how to make that happen for yourself, okay? So in other words, set realistic expectations.
We got a core business, which is for me music, but then it's about building an enterprise around it. And I think, you know, that's what we see Jay-Z has done. That's what we see Puff has done. The music don't become how you pay the bills. It's a lot of pressure off of it. You got other things bringing in income. You can make music solely as an artist.
Warren Buffett, one of the greatest investors of all time, averages 19% a year. So any TikToker or YouTuber or any of that bullshit you see where people are claiming they made bazillions and bazillions and they're killing it in percentages are lying, because they would be hired by Goldman Sachs or flown in by Warren Buffett, okay? Warren Buffett would take their course if he believed that was possible. I'm not saying there's not outliers, and if you're one, great. But if at 47 you're broke, you are probably not an outlier when it comes to trading. In other words, shit like options, okay? Shit like options, shit like day trading. These things take incredible time and skill. It took me years and years and years to get very profitable at that. In the meantime, you could be building and building. You know, you could be practicing those things, you know, on a paper trade account or for small money, but you've got to build the base. So you've got to set realistic expectations. In other words, 10, 12% a year. That's what you're expecting to get on the bulk of your holdings, okay? Number three is the buckets. You've got to get the buckets right, and we talk about that in chapter two, okay? So one, accept responsibility. Two, understand, you know, you're going to have realistic expectations of what's a realistic return. Number three, buckets. You got to get the buckets right, which means what? Getting out of debt, getting the buckets right. You can go read that chapter, and we talk about, you know, getting out of debt, building up that basic savings, and then bam, start building the long-term account. A lot of people start investing, and they're not even ready to invest. And we're going to talk about why. But number four is why, net investable income. Meaning at the end of the day, what is going to make you wealthy, and what is going to, you know, what's going to build your wealth and potentially get you rich is how much money do you have after you've paid your bills? How much is left? And if you say not much, then you have zero fuck chance. So if it's not much, you got to figure that out. You either got to cut expenses or increase income. Now, what I like to do is both. Cutting the expenses is the very first thing you can do. When you do that, when you cut expenses, when those expenses come down, you immediately get a bump. Because money not going out is the same as money coming in. So if I was paying $300 a month on this debt, and now I'm not, the end of the month, I got an extra $3. All right. And so the point is, because you need chunks of money, you need to be able to invest chunks and chunks and chunks of money, big chunks, 300, 500, 1,000, pile it on there. Okay. So one, accept responsibility. Two, set realistic expectations. What's possible? Three, get your buckets right, which is, you know, getting the money set up right. And number four is you got to create margin, is what I often refer to. It's the money you don't need. And the money you don't need, I've talked about this on a lot of other things. And if you've got my courses or my other book on how to be 10 foot tall and bulletproof, I talk about the abyss of money. And that is the abyss of money, is if you, the money you don't need at the end of the month, that is the money that is going to get you somewhere. That is the money that's going to make you wealthy, is the money you don't need. I say in the book, accept the fact that you alone are solely responsible for your current situation. Before you react defensively, read that. I didn't say that you are the cause of your situation. I just said that you're responsible. Big difference, okay? By taking responsibility for your current condition, you also assume responsibility for your future condition. Nobody can change your future but you. Nobody else will. The sooner you accept reality, the sooner you will shed the anger, the blame, and begin to feel financially powerful. Without it, you cannot move forward. We said number two was to set realistic expectations. I can't tell you how many times I've had financially broke people scoff or laugh at the idea of an 8%, 10% return in their investment portfolios. The reason they don't think 8 or 10% is very big, because they usually are playing with baby money. So yes, $100, 8% is $8. On $100,000, it's $8,000, okay? So big difference. I remember once I attended a presentation made to a group of investors about an investment idea that was likely to return 30% a year. One guy interrupted the speaker, stating that the speaker was wasting time. Unless you can give me a 10-to-1 return, I'm not interested. Man, crypto days messed everybody's brain up. A return of 10 to 12% is amazing. Over a period of time, it is amazing. Okay? That's going to put you doubling your money every 6 years, man. You double your money every 6 years, you know, you're going to be doing something. Remember, the money you put in today, 6 years later, double. The money you put in tomorrow, 6 years later, double. The money you put in the next day, 6 years later, doubles. Now let's get to 6 years and you've still been doing it. Now that $100 is $200 and you just put in $100. And then the next day you put $100 and the other one doubled. You see how that begins to multiply, man. It's compounding is real. It just takes, you got to put real money in to make it work, man.
Just because it's never been done doesn't mean it can't be done. My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you.
Hey, hate to interrupt this podcast. Need to pay some bills. Listen, if you don't have my course, Getting Started with Stock Charts, The Money Flow Way, something is wrong with you. Come on, man. Go buy the damn course. It's not that expensive. I think it's some of my best work. And it's not about stock charts. It's about charts and stocks and doing it the Money Flow way. Hey, man, I hope I can help you. Why don't you come trade with us over at the Money Flow Trading Society? Get into our podcast and see what's up, man. We'd love to have you in our family. We keep the group small on purpose. Everybody there gets along. There ain't no fighting. There ain't nothing. It's just a bunch of like-minded people all trying to get rich. Imagine if you had us in your head every day encouraging you. Hey, come on, trade these markets. Collect those dividends. Let's go, man. Grab my course. It's on page 15. Go to the Peters Report, just like it sounds, thepetersreport.com, and grab that course on page 15, and I'd appreciate it. Hey, at the bottom of every page, there's a link. Get on my email list. I'm going to start sending more emails, try to help you guys out. Back to the podcast.
I don't feel comfortable unless I know I went above and beyond with my preparation. The things that possibly could happen, if I ain't take real steps to prevent those things, I'm not comfortable.
Warren Buffett, the most successful investor of all time and the third richest person on the planet, averaged 19.8% a year over his entire career. So we got to get realistic about our expectations on returns. Compounding interest can provide the rocket fuel to boost your investment returns over the long term. While a $100,000 deposit receives 5% simple interest, would result in $50,000 in profits over 10 years. The power of compound interest using 5% annually, but compounded over the same 10 years would result in $62,000. In other words, reinvesting it. Now, what if during that time, some of those assets come down, you're able to reinvest in that, they go up, they come down, and that's where we get into my second book, The Money Flow Trading System, where we can begin to at least create some way that we can see visually and understand mentally in a way of when to add to our favorite stocks and when not to, okay? And that's what that covers, and that's what that talks about. Third thing you must understand is how real wealth is built is, one, controlling your buckets. Simple as that. You know, it's lifestyle. It comes down to that. And, you know, it gets hard when you, for 47 years, you've lived this fucked up lifestyle, never paying attention to money, not doing the things you need to do. It's going to be very difficult. It's like trying to go to the gym when you've never worked out at age 47, or start running, or you get married after not being married for 47 years. It's tough because you've become accustomed. We're creatures of habit, man. And so it's hard to break that. But if your why is big enough, you know, the reason you're wanting to do this has to be big enough than what you have. And here's the problem when you're just starting, man. When you start in the beginning, it's kind of small and you're not getting that feeling. That's why I would very much encourage you to get plugged into a community. You know, we have that with the Money Flow Trading Society. The more you get plugged in, the more you stay with it, and the more you stay on it, you'll be shocked what happens 12 months, 18 months. Man, I got people that went from, you know, they were in debt, single, got a girlfriend, got out of debt, they had a baby, and here we are, only 3 years later, they go from, you know, being single in debt to married with a child, with $100,000 in the stock market, and own a rental property, all within 36 months, because they plugged into the community where people were holding them accountable, you know? That's why sometimes, like, even in our group, like, why, I haven't seen you in Discord. Oh, I've been really busy. Here's what I know. Listen, if you're listening to this, when you don't plug in and a couple days go by, you've gotten all this other stuff in your head, right? And you're gonna get drawn back to the old ways, where if you stay plugged in, you stay on the content, you keep reading the things, and you obsess over it and obsess over it and obsess over it. So if nobody around you thinks you're weird because of the stock thing, you're probably not even fucking trying, dude. Really. You're probably not going to do very well. So what I would say to this guy, it's 47, just like I did. I outlined the four things, and then I'd say, you got to become crazy obsessed. It's your only shot. You're going to have to full change of life, full conversion. You know, you're going to have to radically 100% change the way you see things and the way you see money, and get that spiritual connection to money that is there. Man, money is a spiritual thing, man. It is. It's a tool. It's protection. It's savings. It can do so much and help so many people. And I hear so many people say stupid things like, well, it's not about money. Life's not about money. It's not about money. And it's like, wow. Yeah, well, tell them that at the grocery store or when you get sick, you know. Tell them that when you want to send your kid to college. Ah, I'd give you guys some money, but it ain't all about money, college. Most of the people that say that kind of stuff gave up. They gave up. They ain't got no hope. They ain't got no dreams. And I'm telling you, you, in 7 years from today, will be you could be in a totally different situation. Shit, in 3 years, you could be in a totally different situation. So the gentleman that I mentioned goes from in debt, we get out of debt first. Within 36 months, he's got $100,000 in the stock market, and he bought a rental property. Now he already
can't walk around, you know, charismatic and happy. Nah, I gotta make sure, you know, we setting up some type of wealth, because we might have a little bag right now. But we know a lot of people had a bag right now, and they ended up bad. We got a core business, which is, for me, music. But then it's about building an enterprise around it.
He had a little bit, but we began adding to it. And then he began to do it smarter and wiser. Now he's getting dividends. Now he's buying when it's low. And then when the market runs up, boom, his balance goes up, right? Then he said, boom, he got this property. Now he's collecting rent. He's got all the, and what happens is it's like a snowball. One good thing causes another. Light causes attract like, man. Where did I just write that down? The ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. And those who do things in this certain way, whether on purpose or accidentally, get rich. Those who do not do things in a certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, remain poor. It is a natural law that like causes always produce like effects. And therefore, any man or woman who learns to do these things in a certain way will infallibly get rich. If you do things in a certain way. Now, I know you can do that, man. You got to get fired up. I'm on your side. If you need somebody on your side, Jesus said, where two or more are gathered, there's power. And that's the power of a group. That's the power of a community, is that, man, is connecting with like-minded people. When you do that, it will drastically, will quickly help you get to your goals. Hey, I hope this helped, man. Like I said, my name's Gerald Peters. And if you, probably down in the notes, or if you don't have it, it's right here, man. Very easy. Simply go to GeraldPeters.info. You can get a free copy of this book. If you'd like to dig in, start trading with us, we'd be happy to have you. If you'd like to see what we're doing in the stock market, you can go to ThePetersReport.com. I show all my moves there. It's a little delayed, but you know, if you're in our thing or in, you know, in an MFG or in Discord, we do it, boom, in real time. Hey, thanks for listening to the Money Flow Trading Society's podcast, Mastering the Trade. You can find out more about me and our organization of like-minded people, man, who are just trying to get a little bit richer every day. You can find out more about me at GeraldPeters.info, GeraldPeters.info. And while you're there, grab a completely free copy of my ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke. God bless.
Israel at war with Hamas. The House unable to agree on a speaker. Bank earnings come in mixed, but it all comes against the backdrop of a surprisingly strong U.S. economy. And